I tell you, man, it never really takes long. You know what I'm saying? It never fails. Anytime I'm ready to go ahead and do these things, I'm ready to go ahead and make this stuff happen, I gotta go ahead and sit through a damn update. You know, technology is amazing when it isn't, you know? Especially, like, when you know you need to have one thing done and then all of a sudden decides to give you 10 other things instead for the one process. But one thing remains constant. I do have a bunch of weird stuff to talk about tonight, and technology going away is very relevant to what we're going to do for Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
K360 Radio.
How's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome back to the J-Man Show here on J360 Productions. You might as well just say it that way because we pop here on J360 TV first and then we go to J360 Radio. So, you know, both of them are pretty much running in sync with each other. And then as, like, the new changes are taking place, you'll probably see me on J360 TV a lot more. But for those of you on J360 Radio, you will still get content coming to you. That is, unless you're mad at certain outlets, because I know that there's a lot of things going on with Amazon Music, a lot of things going on with, Apple. Apparently some of their dirty, let's just say this, a lot of their dirty dealings have come to light, so people are protesting them. But the biggest one that's pretty much getting kicked in the dick nowadays is Spotify. And rightfully so, for the way they've been doing things. But, you know, it's like this. There's a lot of places that you can go to. I would kind of check out Cut Off the Spigot because she has a lot of connections about alternative sources you can use for entertainment outside of any of the big wigs that are out here that we know about because of a lot of advertising. See, there's a lot of other places you can go to in order to get your entertainment, in order for a lot of musicians to make their music. I think it's called Qbuzz is the one, and then there's another set of them out there. There's a lot of other little companies that are very supportive and good to work with. So I highly suggest you go ahead and look for your alternatives, which, as for me, you know how I am, guys. I'm everywhere, so it's like one way or another I have an alternative set up no matter where I go pertaining to this, because I am not going to be shoehorned with anything for J360 Productions. J360 Productions is just as much as yours as it is mine. So the idea is I want you guys to enjoy these things. The thing about it is, though, it's making sure that you guys break free from these programs in order to enjoy the content. Know what I'm saying? I did have to bring that up to you all because I'm fighting the good fight myself every day. But that being said, though, you're probably wondering why we are here in the first week of November, when it's all about, it should be about turkey time, and we're doing Monster Fest. We're doing Monster Fest because we got to end this thing right, y'all. I mean, last week was wild as hell because it was the first week of new classes, so one way or another, I've been really, really busy. And by the way, shout-outs to Pac-Man in the chat right now, working, delivering. Good, good, good. Hey, I appreciate you being here, sir. And like I say, for those of you that can join in live, feel free, because I'm starting to open up the gates where everybody can come in and chat for a while about different things. You know, and today we are going to be discussing not only technological horror, but we'll also be discussing certain real things that have happened. And let me tell you this. this one really kind of bothered me, because true to form, it could happen to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Such as, like, how often do you see your doctor? Do you see your doctor once a year, maybe twice a year, at different times or whatever? You trust your doctor, right? Your doctor won't necessarily hurt you. Your doctor is trying to help you get healthy and well. Am I on the right track for you so far? And no, I'm not talking about billing. Billing is a whole different monster. But what I'm saying is, in the usual form of it, your doctor does care about you. Have you ever had a doctor that was seemingly creepy about things, that, you know, overstepped their boundary to the point where, you know, they were more interested in you or your significant other or anything that more so than the professional relationship? Well, for tonight's tale, there is a doctor that was actually a lot more closer to his patient than you think he was. His name was Carl Zingler, and the thing is, he was a very spiritual man. Let's just put it that way, because this man thought one of his ancestors came to see him prophetically to tell him that he was going to be a success, but there was going to be one raven-haired beauty of Spanish descent that was going to be his one and only one. And see, the thing about it is, when some people, I guess he was like 14 or something like that, where this great aunt of his, no, it wasn't like a great grandfather or whatever, it was a great great aunt that came and told him this, and he took it literally. Because while he became a professional and a great doctor at his craft, especially in radiology, he was actually a big pioneer for it. I see you, Pac. But yeah, he was a big pioneer for this. But you see, he was also treating a young woman who, of Spanish descent, by the way, named Maria, who actually had tuberculosis. And, you know, he was, like, at that time, you didn't have, like, different specializations. You did, but you didn't. Sometimes you had to know a lot of things, too, in addition to treating tuberculosis. And tuberculosis was a hefty killer, if not already, because they're bringing back a lot of crazy diseases nowadays. But at that time, you know, if you had that problem, chances are you were going to go from it at some point. And after developing a pretty good professional relationship with this woman, I'd be lying if I didn't say that he didn't go across the deep end for this. But, yeah, eventually she did kick the bucket. But old boy just wasn't willing to let her go. I mean, her family, they mourned and everything. Everybody felt a certain way about this woman. And you know, when she passed, you know, you bury your dead and you let nature take its course. You can go see them anytime you want to, but, you know, you still got to live your life as they have ended theirs. But old Carl, though, that doctor was not just a, you know, he was not just a professional to her. That man was in love. He was smitten. He decided to go the extra mile because the family was relatively poor. He paid for the mausoleum. He paid for the funeral. He paid for all those things. And sure, gave her a proper send-off, right? But what you didn't know was he would go visit her at least 2 weeks after, because Carl did not only let her pass on his expense, he decided to go ahead and uproot her from the mausoleum, take her back to his house, and keep her with him as his live-in bride. Yes, yes, I know she's dead, but that was it. He had a ring for her and everything. He would dress her up. You know, like how your body decays and, like, the organs will eventually fall out and collapse? That didn't stop old Carl. Oh, no, no, no. He would make sure that all of her decaying skin would be covered with wax, given the finest oils and pheromones to make sure she still smells fresh. Somehow, I don't know how, but he managed to find a way of doing it. This guy was our real-life Dr. Frankenstein, you know? He was making sure that Maria was well taken care of, even though parts of her were just falling off and the hair was becoming non-existent. Old boy was in love. Like, you know how, like, sometimes things don't work out and you can meet someone else. Carl didn't want to hear about that. No, 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 no. He loved this woman. And he was going to preserve her no matter what. Like, you know how your eyes are liquid and eventually they will, you know, they will evaporate and they will go away, right? Carl went and took glass eyes and put them in the sockets. You could not tell this man anything. And see, the thing about it is, it's like, in those days, you know, there wasn't really a lot of people doing surveillance unless they really had something to gain out of it. So somehow he was very quick about this. But later on, the family did find out that Maria was not where she was supposed to be in the mausoleum. And the sister, actually, the sister of Maria came to find that her sister's body is right there in Dr. Ziegler's, you know, Zinger's house. It is messed up. Now, you would be freaked out, too, if you saw, like, you know, someone that you loved being pretty much on display, or at least the body, anyway, inside a benefactor's house, right? But you see, the thing about it is, she saw it, she was freaked out, and it didn't sway Carl any. But the police came and arrest him, and see, you would think that we would end the story here, but no. No, 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 no. He didn't see no jail time, hardly. And matter of fact, he came back to live out the rest of his days. Because, see, the statutes of everything have expired because the woman has been dead for quite some time. So he didn't see any real trouble from this. But do note that as he was taken away, the family did claim Maria's body and put her, or what was left of her, back in her mausoleum to where she's rested. But when Carl got out, he ended up leaving that area and went to Florida and actually had a custom doll named Maria to look just like her and everything for the rest of his dying days. And then he ended up dying laying next to that doll. Yeah. So. Where do you go from here with that, huh? You know what I'm saying? I would say that love lasts forever, but that's so damn inappropriate with this. But the fact that there was an actual doctor who went above and beyond for this goes to show that, you know, there are some people where things are just a title. And, I mean, it is gross. And there is no reason on earth to ever dig up somebody and make this a meaningful relationship. They stink at that point. It all falls out. I mean, and this, considering this is the J-Man show, I'm going to have to go that extra mile. But could you imagine, you know, handling your needs with a dead body? I mean, I know there's some people out there that are about the necro life, but let me just tell you this. It's not, there is no completion there, okay? It ain't right. It's wrong. Terribly so. And I don't condone it. But because it's MonsterFest, I had to bring that up. I mean, it tore me up when I read that. I was like, yo. So I had to make sure I had that ready for you guys tonight. But I was like, the fact that somebody kept it. Now, we never knew about, like, did he do the deed. I would assume he. I can't assume anything. The man went the extra mile of taking her up out of the mausoleum and decorated her up and put glass eyes in her face. I mean, there was no limits to this man. He probably went ahead and did what he did. So we'll just leave it at that. But yeah. Mm-hmm. It happened. And then, of course, you never know how many people will desecrate corpses nowadays to just steal, like, different items or things that they could sell on the black market. Or, well, it's not even the black market anymore because everybody knows about it. But, I mean, it just doesn't surprise me how far people will go. But this was legitimately a labor of love. It is undead love, y'all. Woof. But you know what? It says a lot about a lot of people, too. Because, I mean, like how some dudes out there think that they could happily get along with a vampire woman. When at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's fictional. But you're still dating someone undead, too. You know what I mean? Like, when the sun hits them, they look all sorts of... they don't glow like in Twilight, okay? Like, when the sun hits them, they be looking all kinds of messed up. Or like holy water hits them, all that kind of stuff. Or when the true form comes out, you know, it's just the creatures of the damned, and you shouldn't be messing around with them like that. I mean, you could go all day about this stuff, but it'd be wildin', man. It'd be wildin', especially in the horror realm on things. And then, you know, just like what I saw not too long ago regarding what was it, Dead Alive, where like the intestines monster came out? Like, literally. I gotta give Peter Jackson props for making this. This is before, like, you know, he rose to immortality with Lord of the Rings. Of course, some of y'all say The Frighteners is what really cemented him as a director. But when I was looking into that movie, because I was looking at some tips for some horror movies I want to do, that is the grossest, goriest, finest piece of art I've seen on the MonsterFest. And a matter of fact, you know, I have to give it at least 5 bloody knuckles. Just for, you know, because that was gross too. I mean, there was one part where a greaser, it was one of them kind of movies. A greaser-based zombie and a maid zombie actually did do the deed, and they had a zombie baby named Zelvin. And you can't make this up. This stuff happened, okay? And if you ever get a chance, it's called Brain Dead in other countries, but it's also called Dead Alive here in the States. And it is a gross movie. It is not a movie for the faint of heart. So if you can't handle seeing certain squick, that is not a movie that you eat lunch to. You know, I gotta say, it's up there along with Sleepaway Camp. The first one, not the second one, not the third one. Hell, not even the fourth one. The first one of Sleepaway Camp is all you need to see. Like, it starts off pretty dry, kind of like, you know, Friday the 13th based. But you see, what really cements Sleepaway Camp is the friggin' twist ending. And it happens all at once, too. So that ending just... That messed with me for days. You know, like, I think when I first started doing the MonsterFest series, that really was one of the first ones I've ever watched. And it still bothers the hell out of me to this day. When you find out exactly who Angela is and why all things play out the way it does, and it went off like that, yeah, you know? So, looking at it like this, I'm still blown away by those twist endings. Of course, you know, the thing about twist endings are you have to do them right, and you have to keep people invested for them, because there are moments where, like, people just do them dryly now. And I've seen that off of certain Tubi stuff, like Tales from the Table. Nothing good got out of that. I'm sure some of you heard me talking about it on the Mini Bites last time. And, it was dry. None of the stories were scary. Didn't get anywhere with it. Forget it. I might as well watch Territory 1 and 2. Because at least with Territory 1 and 2, you had different stories. Now, it would have helped if what was stalking the people in those movies wasn't shown until like the very end. It would have really worked it out. But you see, what they did show was a guy running around with one of those Dollar General, one of those Dollar General Jack and the Lantern plastic pumpkin. Yeah, he cut out the bottom of it, put it on his head, and that is supposed to be the scary main villain of the two movies, Jack O'Lant. And I was like, really?
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This isn't scary. Not only that, it's like broad daylight. Like, if they went ahead and filmed it with a filter and gave it that edge, it would have worked, but it just wasn't the best for me. So, you know, like, looking at it, if anything, it's one of those movies you just have on in the background as you're doing your homework, and that's oddly specific because that's what I did do. And I kept looking at it, and I was like, all right, maybe there's a story here. Maybe there's a story here. And there wasn't. So, to hell with that. And then, let's see, what else was on the end of this one? Oh, yeah, yeah, the Urban Legends movie that I was looking into. I haven't seen it in years, but now that I'm watching it, it's okay. I like Alicia Witt. She's cute. Why not? That'd be the only reason, and Rebecca Gayhart being the villain, it ain't a twist. I mean, if you pay attention to all the things that go on, like, in a horror movie, the best friend is usually sus anyway. You know what I'm saying? Unless they got really nothing to gain out of it. You can kind of tell because of their motivation, the way they act, and all that kind of stuff. It's like when you look at Scream. Looking at Scream, where you saw Billy Loomis and Stu, you could see that those guys had a lot to hide with them. They were smart, but they weren't that crafty to hide all their stuff. You could really tell, like, who was who and all that. However, it couldn't be pinned on them because certain circumstances of who the killer was at the time. And I gotta admit, as I talk about Scream, Scream still has a lot going for it, not to mention the sixth movie. So, let's see. Or is it the seventh movie? The seventh movie is supposed to be coming soon. The sixth movie was really well done. I was like, how could they build off of that? And they managed to do so. Now, as I'm talking about that, that's more of a franchise killer, and almost anybody could become Ghostface. Whereas, like, the other, when I talk about the top three, and you all know the top three because they show up to every Halloween party ever, you know? Jason, Mike, and Freddy. Like, when I talk about them, like, where else can you go with them? And, I mean, they've been trying to reboot them. The only one that ever really had kind of a successful reboot and kept going is because they have a little bit of a multiverse of their own would be Halloween. Halloween has so many different storylines going on, whether you're talking about the Curse of Thorn that was established in the sixth movie, or whether you're talking about what happened in H2O, which hardly anybody really talks about unless they're a fan of that movie. And then there's the Resurrection movie, and then there was the trilogy that came along. And then, of course, for you Rob Zombie fans out there, the Rob Zombie movies. Which, his wife being on a horse, I still never understand that. Well, whatever. But anyway, like I said, how far can you go with that? And then comes the part with, I don't know. See, I really like that Jason remake that came through there. You know what I mean? Like, 2011 one. I really like that. But, again, you know, you pretty much rolled all the things that were great. And, no, we're not talking about what happened after Part 4 about that series. And then when that Nightmare on Elm Street remake came out, I saw so many people mad, upset about Jackie Earl Harley being in there. I was like, who else are you going to pick? Eggwood's old. You know, like, if you're going to talk about that stuff, I mean, you got to go back to basics or you got to do something new. So it's one of those kind of things. Which reminds me, for those of you that talk about you want original stories, you want original movies and all, make sure you go support them, all right? Because there's a lot of that being thrown out there in the world and people don't go to see these movies or they on their phone most of the time in the theater, which is pretty damn annoying in its own right. And if you think about it, yeah, that's really not helping the cost of admission. You paid, like, I know, like, on opening night around here, it's usually, like, 15 and up. Whereas out in, like, metropolitan areas, usually, like, 20 or higher. I mean, it depends on where you are. But movies aren't exactly cheap, unless you know when and where to go. So, pay attention to the damn thing you paid for, alright? I mean, I'm sure everybody else can wait, you know, among other things. But I got to put that out there, too. At least, like, the horror movies have been stellar lately. And the Terrifier films, I know. Some of y'all don't like Art the Clown because it seems like he's immortal. And it also seems like he's too gory for you. But I love those damn movies. I love Terrifier. I'm looking forward to Terrifier 4. It has that right grindhouse appeal that really pulls me in. And, of course, you know, I got to get Terrifier 3. I gotta give Terrifier 3 its accolades. 5 bloody knuckles for it. It was damn fine. All the gore and all of the excitement, not only that, it built up on the second one. Because you got some movies where, you know, once again, parallel story at best or standalone story at best. And then it really depends on how it plays out. And I like that. I do like that. But I'm also thinking, well, what happened to such and such? You know what I'm saying? At least I can say this about the Freddy movies. Before, like, let's see, after the third one, because the most important ones to me is 1 and 3, but we can say that for almost anybody. After the third one, when the Dream Warriors managed to win, they did come back in the fourth one, or what remained of them, and they were each killed off. So, you know, he achieved his goal of killing all of the Elm Street kids. That was pretty amazing. But there was a new character that stepped in who was a daydreamer, Alice. So that carried the story on, and she managed to defeat Freddy and save the Dream Warriors. So that's how you make a pretty good sequel there. And then the one with the Alice's baby having dreams and all this, and the nightmare child, I mean, whatever. I don't care. But I gotta let you all know, like, see, like, when you do these things from the crux of the storytelling, and then you have it all play out right here, you can make pretty strong sequels or original stories, but they need to be supported. And which is why I started doing this company in the first place, because original stories is what we need. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you heard, like, some, let's talk about some real horror while we're here. I'm sure a lot of you heard that Warner Brothers is up for sale. And technically Paramount is trying to arm up to buy it, and Comcast is arming up to buy it, Netflix is looking to buy it. So that means one way or another, you're going to either have one company that isn't about theatrical distribution buying it, or you'll have another company who is pretty much MAGA in America trying to buy this and put it under the same umbrella as Paramount, CBS, and Skydance, and isn't about the, you know, the plight of African American or people of color stories. Or any of that other stuff. Like, there's a lot of dangerous, terrible things out there that are not good for anybody. And the reason why I said it that way is because I didn't want to dive into doing, talk about those kind of people right now. Even though they're part of the real horror that's going on around here. Because, yeah, I've noticed that a lot of them overreact to things. And I noticed that a lot of them are telling lies. And a lot of people are believing those lies. Which is also akin to a lot of Twilight Zone episodes where people do not think for themselves, not being rational, and they're finding out that the real dangerous monsters in the world are not just like animals we face because of natural instincts, are not just because of random acts of God or whatever, or mysterious circumstances. The real dangerous monster out there in the world is mankind. Mankind can become a monster in many, many forms, whether it be about jealousy, whether it be about loss, whether it be about any sort of problem that they feel as though they can't handle, which could be the most simplest problem on earth. But if there is one thing about it, if a man or a woman feels as though that they have a lot to gain and nothing to lose at certain points, especially when they're in that dark frame of the mind, you're going to see some unbelievable shit from that person. Which is why, like, when I look at people on YouTube who talk about other people and they, you know what I mean? Like, really, really talk about them. Like, nobody is shielded from criticism, okay? Especially me. Especially anybody else out there that work on things. But there are people who go a little too far with it and they make money off of it. And see, the thing about it is, it's like when people go that far. I agree, Pac. I agree. Man is the worst. And I agree, FYFC Studios. I do. Man is the worst. When I see people making fun of people to the point where they either can't defend themselves or that person has gotten to the point where they start becoming suicidal or they start doing a whole lot of things that you didn't think they would do, that's when you start thinking, who's really... If this person gets a chance to take revenge against the other person that was doing all the mocking, I don't know if I feel sorry for that person that did the mocking. I really don't know, because there are people out here who live by revenge. And a lot of your horror stories are usually revenge stories. Somebody did something to somebody else. They might not get you back, but somebody that loved them may just come and get you back. Or somebody that, you know, it's just a lot of that conflict that takes place in things. You would be surprised what starts it. And I mean, there's lots of movies dealing with influencers, dealing with live streaming people, which I should be aware of as a live streamer myself. But they always get a comeuppance in some form because they were not good people in the first place. Sure, the monster and the killer or the deformed individual or whomever is dangerous. But they're usually out there trying to take out a greater evil. And you know what they say about, like, you know, real life emulating fiction, or fiction pretty much is stranger than truth and all. That stuff comes into play a lot. And you see it every single time in these movies. So when I see, like say, like, any of them out there doing that kind of stuff, like, let's just say this. What's that one? It's that one show with Keemstar on it. But anyway, look. If any of them people would snap and did what they needed to do, I'm just saying, in their mind, what they need to do. Or, like, you know, you just got to be careful about how much is a show and how much is real and all that kind of stuff. Because people go from zero, it's not even zero to 60. It's zero to 90 these days. You understand? So it really gets you thinking about these things. And as we're having this conversation tonight, I also look into those nice guy stories too. Where, like, you know, some, I've been making fun of them a lot on Instagram too. But, like, some people who just can't take the word no. No is the most powerful word in anybody's vocals. It means that you can say no to anything. You should say no to a lot of stuff that you don't agree with, or that you don't work with, or that you don't want to be a part of. Always use the word no, and always stand on your principle about it. You do not need anybody's permission to have that stance. However, there are people out there who cannot take you saying no. Especially when it comes to dating. Now, we talked about this before, and we're going to talk about this again. When it comes to dating, right, it can go one or two ways. It can either go or it don't go. But if it doesn't go, it's okay. Walk away. Leave it alone. However, when you got some people that just won't take no for an answer, live on that idea of pursuing, go the extra mile, keep going after them people, it lets you wonder sometimes, right? It's almost like you actually in a horror film at that point. And keep in mind, that's equal opportunity based too. It's not just men, it's women. You'd be surprised about a woman that imprints on a man. I mean, she might let you do whatever you want to do and all that kind of stuff because she doesn't want to move on, or she wants to go ahead and make a statement one way or another. See, a woman could always poison you through your food. A woman could always key your car. A woman could always do a lot of things. They are very resourceful. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would think that a man at most would probably come up and, you know, take out the hammer and bang you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that because, you know, you gotta be aware of YouTube stuff. But if you're really into this horror stuff, you know what I mean. Like, they go ahead and they handle it then and there or whatever. But it really depends on how severe the mental illness is and how, like, severe, like, this person really wants to do this. And after a while, it stops becoming about infatuation and obsession. It starts becoming about control then. You'll see, like, how the hierarchy goes for some things. And they could be like, you know who they could be like? Any of us. It could be somebody who's really rich. Or it could be somebody who's really poor. Or it could be somebody you work with. Somebody delivering DoorDash one day. It could be a whole lot of situations and scenarios that lead to these things. Somebody from your childhood. I mean, you might have grown up. You might have graduated, but they didn't. They still over there. They just grown in body. But they think of all those horrible things you did. And they want to come back for revenge. Or even worse, it could be somebody that you don't even know. But you did one thing that pissed them off. And it can be the most minor thing. That is how creepy it is. And like when I see like all the real life horror stuff that goes around here, along with the movie horror, along with everything else that's happening, not to mention like how in the United States alone, everybody's a suspected terrorist. Unless you're kissing that MAGA ring, and then they might look the other way, but there's still a color barrier in that too. And they don't want to tell you that stuff. Or the lies that people tell to get somebody else to believe something and do the dirty work for somebody else. Because of sociopathy. All of those things are real. So it'll let you know. Remember that movie The Thing? Where, like, after a while they were a tight-knit group, but nobody knew who The Thing was, and nobody trusts anybody at all, looking around their shoulder from left to right, and the only way they could ever figure it out is by using the flamethrower. In a way, that's kind of how things are walking around the states nowadays. Dealing with people that you think are on your side, but they're not. Thinking about people that should be on your side who's in your family, but some of them may not be. And you never know who's policing your social media pages. Waiting for you to slip up. Ain't nobody gonna watch you no harder than a hater. And ain't nobody gonna start with you 90% of the time outside of those that know ya. Wild, isn't it? But then again, I'm just saying things, right? I mean, none of that stuff's gonna happen to you. You're good people. Nothing happens to good people. You know what I'm saying? Good people are going to be okay. Yeah, right. Anyway, I wanted to just go ahead and give you a little bit of a scare like that, and I hope that didn't bother you too much. But like I say, you know, when it comes to that, and what can you do about it? Well, keep your head on a swivel and just pay attention. But that being said, though, the Monster Fest doesn't end with just that. I do got to let you guys know that there is a J360 Jams episode happening this week. It will be happening this Friday, and it'll be episode 125. I've been kind of stealthy about it. I mean, I've told certain people, and a lot of y'all have been reciprocative and have, A lot of y'all have been responding. I got one crazy dialect, don't I? I hang around Gen Z too much. At work. But the idea is... yeah, a lot of y'all have been responding and you sent some pretty cool tracks and stuff. We're going to have ourselves a party on Friday. I will go ahead and show that secret project I've been working on Thursday, so don't worry about that. It'll be around the same time, if not earlier. Yeah, to see how my schedule's looking for that. But outside of all that, though, I wanted to have this good conversation with you guys today for the Monster Fest, and I think I achieved it because shout-outs and respect to everybody who tuned in live and who will tune in later. Because, you know, you're all just as important. And not to mention, if you like J360 Productions, you want to support it, like, comment, and subscribe here on J360 TV. Or, you know, support us on Ko-fi and follow there. And you can also do some donations or subscribe for $5 a month if you'd like to. But all in all, though, I got to get on out of here. So I want you all to take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.